It's the Danger Gnome Podcast, and this is a special edition of the Danger Gnome Podcast. This is recorded in Travis Hubbard's garage, which is in Anchorage, Alaska. Travis is our fat ambassador to the entire state of Alaska and the Yukon Territories. Thanks for, and he's also, he and his wife Lori are hosting me here. I just owe a huge thanks to this cat. Let's have a round of applause for Travis Hubbard. Oh, they're going wild for you, Travis. What up, dude?
You're up, man. All the way up in Alaska.
Indeed. Man, this is day five, four, five, something like that.
Yeah.
I came into town, and our first order of business, man, was all about getting my bike built. I managed to forget to not pack the rotor bolts. We had to go to a bike shop and get those, get some water bottles that I also forgot to pack. Yep. But other than that, the 10 beers flew together, and we put all the bikes in your truck, and we headed to Talkeetna. And where did we stay?
So Sitna River Cabins.
Right on. And that's maybe a mile from downtown. Maybe.
Yeah, half mile.
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
Very close.
Yeah. Really nice accommodations, like a two-bedroom cabin with a kitchenette.
Yeah, we've stayed in worse up there, and we really like Susitna River Cabin, so we book early. As soon as we know the date, we're on the phone.
Yeah, and man, the snow was just crazy up there. Holy cow. We stopped at the Denali Brewery?
Yeah, at Denali Brewing.
On Friday night, and went out for pizza. Yeah. At
Mile High Pizza.
Mile High Pizza. And picked up our bibs the next morning and went to the Talkeetna Roadhouse.
Mm. Man cakes.
The controversial fake man cake of Talkeetna.
Tasted real.
Yeah, it was really good stuff. And then we saw the snow just kind of go hyperspace. Like, crazy amounts of snow.
Yeah, that's the snowiest storm I've been in this winter, easy.
And eventually we all lined up, and I was looking for you guys. I was like, I saw you. You were like way in the back. I'm like, okay, they're letting everybody else go. But I had to get up to get a picture of Greg. And, you know, I was using my little camera, and I even zoomed out because I was two-thirds of the way back at the start because I'm no spring chicken, and I just went into it saying, like, well, we'll see how things go.
Exactly. It's the trio. It's just, you just never know what's going to happen.
Right, because we had talked a lot about conditions and how previous years the course had been much, you know, there was a lot of pushing and rutting. And, of course, that's all, you know, super conditions. That's, you know, Mother Nature.
You never know what the day is going to throw you.
That's fat biking, as we say. So anyway, I eventually got around that thing. I think it was 4.5 hours of total time, like 3.5 hours of it where I was pedaling, or at least that's what my Wahoo thought I was doing. I would have been crawling. So, and you and Lori went out and did like 10 miles of the course, right?
Yeah, it was Lori's first ever bike race in her life. And so we, you know, I just hung back and was riding with her and knew we had a couple bailout options if she wasn't, you know, feeling like she had the whole loop in her.
Mm-hmm.
And given the conditions that that option was taken, but we still had, yeah, a great ride.
Oh, man. What a just a great, perfect time to be outside in the maybe 20, 24 degrees and snow just coming down, windless, really.
Like, yeah. Snow globe. Chicken feathers. Just chicken feathers falling from the sky
and
piling up.
And reasonably rideable conditions, except for, you know, the steeper uphills.
Greg and crew did a good job on that trail this year. For, you know, I didn't get to go through all of it, but the sections that I went through were definitely set up and much better than previous attempts.
The hike a bike sections worked out just exactly how you had described it, as, you know, the stairway forms on the left hand side and there's a push lane and
they boot pack it.
Yeah.
Yep. And stairway to heaven.
There you go. That was the only thing that I had to at the beginning I was trying to make some time and push on the pushing, and I just had the chill. Like, oh yeah, I'm not used to like running uphill.
There's a couple steep ridges up there that, you know, that you are boot packing up.
Yeah. I was talking to Tim Burnson, and he was saying, yeah, when I was pushing my bike, I was like, wait, you have to push your bike? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, well, now, all right. More, we're both humans. That's where the comparisons stop, right?
Yeah. As I said, told you previous to the race, there's places and nobody rides up.
Yeah. Even with Johnny Fives, doesn't matter, or how fit you are.
Right.
So we all survived that night, and there was a great after party.
Yeah. You skipped over Shangri-La.
Oh, yeah, true enough. Yeah, I made it out to Shangri-La, and it was like a mile past where they said it was on my Wahoo. It was like mile 12, but we rode to the course, too. Yeah. So, you know, it's not. Right.
You're a little
off. So I was just like, I know I'm down by the river. I kind of crashed right at the part where you get down to the river. I got a little off and just went into a snowbank kind of sideways. And was like, whoa, wait.
It was so deep off that trail.
Yeah, it was super fluffy out.
Yeah.
And then I got down by the river. I'm like, okay, that says 11 miles, but I'll just cruise along the river here. It's got to be...
At some point, you're going to run into kegs and whiskey. You can't.
I was promised fire, kegs, and whiskey. Yeah. And sure enough, I come around the corner. I see smoke. I'm like, yeah. And they had like two tree trunks bringing smoke in and a big fire. And all of the party accoutrements were available. There was bike parking all over the place. Bunch of fun, happy people enjoying the outdoors, and the snow was just, you know, everyone was standing around in puffies. So I pulled out my puffy and changed out my hat and gloves and hung out and had finished my first bottle of water and finished my first bar and talked to a bunch of people. Greg introduced me around, and then figured, well, all right, time to get going. You know, before I get too comfortable. So, and you had said, you know, it's doesn't let up on you. You got 9 miles left. But what it really is you got 5 miles of pretty steep up and down. Yeah. And then you're back on that beginning part where it's bike trail and road. And but the snow on that bike trail and road was like 5-6 inches deep. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't groom that last stretch along
Well, there was a groomed part, but the groomed part wasn't necessarily where you wanted to be. You know, wanted to be where other people had ridden.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. I saw that they had groomed it, though, and come through. Because I know they had the groomer running the whole time the race was going on.
Right.
And the trails were, by and large, just in awesome shape. It was.
Yeah, for as much snow that they had to work with to pack.
Yeah.
You know, that takes a lot of winter long effort up there to make this ride doable.
Yeah. And then
Jordy.
Oh yeah, Jordy
doing 2,000 lunges with a bike and busting through 10-foot high drifts.
Started with two buddies, and they didn't want to do the amazing busting of windswept snow that washed out the trail that was on the river, and but Jordy made it through. Right when I was at Shangri-La, Jordy came in and was kind of like when Norm walks into Cheers, was like, Jordy!
Right.
But he rode his bike past the camp. So we were like, oh! And then he was like, psych. just like Norm would do at right. Cheers. But, yeah, I mean, that's when I first heard the 2,000 lunges with while dragging your fat bike.
Up a snow-covered river.
He's like, yeah, the riding was good. You were right on top of it until you weren't. It got mushy and deep.
Yeah, I was. I stepped off the trail all the way up to my waist and then dropped my phone somewhere in there and
found it somewhere.
Found it, yeah, down about my knees.
Nice. Well, and then after a short break, we went to the hangar and they did awards, and Denali Brewing again had special beer that they brewed, and they put out a really nice Mexican buffet, delicious enchiladas. Yes. One was chicken, and what was the other one? Was it beef?
Bean. I think it was
just, it bean?
I think it was just bean.
I just had one of those.
Yeah.
And I went back for one more of those chicken ones. It was good. And then I got the, yeah, we, yeah, they gave me the microphone while Greg introduced me. And gave me the microphone, and I'm sure that, you know, in the state of mind that I was in, I'm sure I made a lot of sense. I did say, though, thanks for letting me come and play bikes, and that's
oh, no, you nailed it, man.
Thank you.
You stuck the backflip, hands in the air, nailed it.
All right, well, we'll see. Only about 50, 60 people now. So, yeah, and then we closed the night with driving home, and, like, I drove your truck home as the designated driver.
Yep, because I took full advantage of unlimited Trio IPAs. I didn't even want any more, and my wife was still handing them to me.
I know. You were like, one more, and I'm out of here. We'll get out of here.
Tap out.
I saw Lori come back with that's Ruger. He's my rent-a-dog.
Gomez is his best canine buddy.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
As Travis had to knock on the workbench. We're at Travis's workbench, which is adorned with like it's like an art gallery of stickers.
And army men parachuting with.
Oh yeah. Captain or lieutenant goggles.
Vegas stripper.
There's a nice painting of a fat bike. Oh, yeah, next to the stripper. Cool Corvus sticker, which I got to get me one of them. But there'll be a photo of us in the show notes, you know, right in front of the fantastic bench. Here where we're going to switch to now.
Switching gears.
We came back to Anchorage, and the next opportunity that we had to ride, we went out to Campbell Track. Now, why do you call this Campbell Track as opposed to why I think of it as Hillside? Are they two different places?
They kind of are. And yeah. Us locals kind of go by, I guess maybe more so who owns it. So the center of that park is BLM land. Mm-hmm. And then across the street is Chugach State Park. So Campbell Track Center, as I kind of think of it, is the BLM land. In the center, and there is a ass load of wonderful trails in there all the way up to Hilltop. And then to the east is what we call the Bivvy, the North Bivouac. Uh-huh. More Jeep trails and single track that doesn't really see many bikers in the summer, but in the winter when the snow comes down, it turns into a whole new trail network. Cool. And then everything above that, the Hilltop Corridor, the big track that we went across there by the ski area, kind of everything above that is what we think of as Hillside.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of all the Hillside, but up above Hilltop ski area is where you get into all the Hillside STA.
So probably I'm trails. Thinking Hilltop instead of Hillside, but so Hillside is more of a region of the
Just kind of the more whole general area. Gotcha. Over okay. There. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So Campbell Track, we went riding there, and it once again was freaking just snowing beautifully the whole time.
Yeah, it was awesome. The trail was good. Couple 2-3 inches a light duff on top.
Over refrozen, over nicely ridden in, gorgeous.
Yep.
Single track, I managed to fall off my bike.
Gomez ate it on Speedway.
Yeah, yeah. I ended up trying to step off as I stalled on a little uphill and bottomless snow there I stepped into, and poof, big crater.
Yeah, I think they can see that one from outer space.
Dude, yeah, and you're standing up on the hill taking pictures. I'm like, sure he's going to come down here and help me out of
that's
this.
That's why I had to yell to you. Hey, you do know that I'm up here laughing at you and taking pictures of you and not coming down to help you.
So I eventually worked my way out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're out of there pretty quick.
Yeah.
It wasn't Talkeetna bad, but it's close.
Yeah, and Talkeetna, I went over the bars and was like, well, yeah, this is deep snow. Like, I was like, okay, just relax, you'll get out of this.
Yeah.
And we did about 8 miles that day.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
we did.
Oh, we went down some just ripping, you know, groomed track, like multi-track trails that I didn't look at what our max speed was, but, you know, just snowing and flying as fast as you could risk it on yeah. some of the sweeping turns.
And the next time we get back up there, it's going to be even faster. Now we have sunshine, no snow in the forecast till next week. So for the next several days, we got beautiful temps. People are going to be out there hammering it. Everything is going to get packed, and we're going to definitely come down that again as fast as we can.
Right on. So while we were riding out in some barely groomed Bandito trail yesterday, I made note of the way that you remount when you're standing on really narrow, you call it the white balance beam, right? Yep. So you're trying to get started again. Instead of swinging your leg all the way over your seat, and this is if you don't have a dropper, you like do this like you hold your handlebars, you hold your front brake, and you hip check your seat, and you angle your bike down so you can step over a lower seat height, right?
Right.
So I thought, and it's like I did it in the race a bunch of times, and I saw you do it, and I was like, we should come up with a name for this.
Right.
It's like the poor man's dropper, or the, you know, I put down the hip twist, because it's like almost like you hip check your seat over.
Yeah, you almost got to lay it all the way flat in the mm-hmm. snow and pull it up between your legs.
Oh, so you do that too.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, get it down low, pull it through, and then throw that ass in back to where it's sitting on the balance beam, and then get that pedal in the slam position and hope when you step on it, things work out and that you're not doing it all over again.
Right.
Which I did a bunch of yesterday out on that Bandito trail.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
we were riding on really narrow stuff that had only been walked and skied on and ridden on previously, but it had, I don't know, how much fresh snow do you think was on that before it was skied in, like the 3-4 inches?
Yeah, a good 3 or 4 inches, mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and only, you know, this is ridden and groomed trail, no machine grooming, so it is the white balance beam. It's like narrow track. It's a foot wide at the widest.
Yeah, at the most, and you have to stay on it.
You got color inside those lines.
Yes.
If you get outside there,
you're in trouble.
Right.
And it's a lot like the fat rut.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of commit to it and go as fast as you can.
So I was running Johnny Fives on hundreds, and we both were aired down pretty low. I took a second and a half out of what I was running in Talkeetna. So what we noticed was that if I rode in front, I kind of groomed it out, and those tires were just hooking up so well, man.
Oh, yeah. It was night and day, and I'm running my Dillinger 4s, maybe with still a little too much air in them,
yeah.
But The hookup, watching you track on those tires, night and day difference in between what I was doing behind you, which was dabbing all over the damn place and doing my poor man droppers move.
So is that what we're going to call it? We should probably put it out to the folks out there too. If you have a name that you'd like to suggest for this poor man's dropper, or I had the hip twist, or is, I think dropping the bike too is a good point, that you really do lower the whole bike.
Yeah.
So maybe the hip drop or something.
Right. I don't know.
Hip drop mount.
Slop drop. Hip hop.
Something like that. So Johnny Fives on hundreds, man. I said in my review, I just checked it today, because Travis had said, you reviewed those tires? Like, yeah, I reviewed them.
I knew you had a product spotlight out. I didn't know if you'd put a final out.
I had reviewed them, and I did say, though, that I'd be taking them to Alaska and seeing how they did up here. And so far, all I can say is, like, wow, man. Good choice. Like, I would say secret weapon.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a guy out on the ITI trail right now named Nicholas Carman. Mm-hmm. He's not entered in the race.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friend of yours, and you know him well.
Oh, yeah.
And is, you know, world-renowned for his cycling exploits. And he's just riding to Nome for fun. And last year he rolled the Johnny Fives and just ranted and raved in his posts about how that is the tire.
Mm. Nice.
For Alaska in particular.
Yeah, just to be, you know, completely honest, I know Nicholas, and we've met a couple of times. We went for a ride in Kincaid, my first trip here. Well, I'm saying I know him well. You know, it's like, you know.
Well, you know everybody well. You're Gomez, man.
Well, I like to be friends with a lot of people because he does cool stuff, man.
Yeah, cool Nicholas cat. Really does. Yeah. He's done some just mind-blowing, amazing adventures, all kinds of foreign countries and far-flung parts of the earth.
Indeed. That guy lives his life on a bike.
Yeah, very much so.
And works at a shop here that in town.
Yep, right? The bicycle shop.
Right on.
On Northern Lights, the original store. Yep.
All right. Well, I think that about closes. That's the end of my outline here. But we're going to come back after a break, and we're going to talk about more stuff at a little bit later date. So stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to the show. We're in Travis's garage, dude.
Woo!
It's Travis's garage special edition of the Spacey Danger Gnome podcast. Yeah, we had Spacey in there because, you know, I don't know why. Why Travis?
Because the skies are clear and the stars are soon to come out.
Oh, my God. So much has happened since we took a break.
You've been busy.
On the other side of the commercial, or during that commercial, we'll just go over a few things. Wednesday, Greg Mattis from Fatpack Bikes and Speedway invited me to go. Well, invited Travis and I to go on a ride with Tim Burnson, and Clinton Hodges is going to be there, and Chris
Jung,
right, and several other people. And Travis was like, "No way, those guys are going to kill you."
Yeah, I was like, "No way, am I going to be the anchor on that speedboat?"
But I tried to keep up for a while, and then I was like, I have to be the rider who I really am, and be like, I'll just catch up. And but they chilled their pace, and it was all good. We did 8 some miles, and like, we made it to friggin' Whiskey Island. I have been to Whiskey Island, and Travis has not.
I have not.
But we might go there tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll end up there tomorrow.
Yeah, and now that the COVID-19 virus has infiltrated the great state of, what?
Alaska?
Alaska. Yeah. You know, Whiskey Island rules have all changed.
Right.
No longer are we all just taking big chugs
off the bottle and passing it around.
Yeah. Think about this, kids. This is going to change the whole way that even, like, weed smoking's done.
It's yeah.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your own. Peace.
Ah, Chihuahua.
Ah, Chihuahua.
But that went well, and I didn't die, and I sure got one hell of a ride in, and I got to ride Polar Bear, which we rode today, which is friggin' or you like to call it
Paper Plate.
Same trail, different name. But Thursday, the big news came in from, you know, the coronavirus is happening, and so we did a quick Bandito loop, and then I was like, hey, can you take me to the store? I'm out of, like, Life cereal and yogurt.
And I was like, yeah, no problem, yeah, let's man. Let's run on down to the store.
Groceries, right?
And as we're driving down to the store, I turn on the radio to hear the breaking news of Alaska's first coronavirus case. And I was like, oh, this will be interesting. And we got to my local shopping market. And on a Thursday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., there were, like, no carts.
Yeah, because everybody was dragging three.
Yep.
There was no toilet paper and stuff.
No, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. You were a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
Your prepper instincts.
Right.
It's like animals can anticipate when there's going to be an earthquake.
Right. Well, my dog Ruger was, I could tell. It's like, dude, you need more toilet paper. 2 weeks ago.
We're in the garage here where over there is also a flat of beer and a tray of Hendrix gin, dude. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to buy Hendrix gin, if you buy beer by the six-pack, why not buy fists of Hendrix gin by the six-pack?
Travis does it right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. And you've been just guiding me around, like, I can, when we go on rides, I can just turn my brain off and ride bikes and have fun. It's
zero need for navigation on your part, my friend.
Right. You guys are all talking, well, should we go this way, that way? I'm like, I just follow.
Right.
It's like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. And we, oh, man.
Everywhere we went was freaking great.
Yeah, conditions here are primo. Super, and temperatures have moderated now. The first part of when I was here, up until the glacier ride, were a bit nippy. But, you know, nothing we're not used to, not below zero. Just
cold. You know. Below zero in the mornings.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So we saw some 10, 12, 15 below mornings, but the sun is back.
Yeah.
The orb is here. We are soaking up vitamin D, and, yeah, the temps are coming back up during the day. The sun is working.
Yeah, and we're not going above freezing, so all of this styrofoam groomed ridden in snow is just gonna stick around and so I got to ride a little bit of crust on Friday. Christina Grande from Alaskan Bike Adventures, right? Alaskan Bike Adventures guided me out to the Knik Glacier. Travis freaking set the whole freaking thing up and then had to work. But I got to go. And this was the beginning of the Bluebird Day, but I think the average temperature on my Wahoo was 23 degrees. So it was brisk.
Yep.
We had like right a mile into it, had to cross a creek. So we put big garbage bags on our feet and walked across. And so we knew it was shallow enough to, when we rode back, we were like, man, we'll just ride across. But then it's about 9 miles out to the glacier.
To the glacier, says Bear.
Yeah. And, you know, snowmobile trail, been ridden in. Couple other groups of riders out there.
Yeah.
On the way out there, we saw some dudes on snow machines, and they had a guy on skis, basically water skiing, kind of behind the snow machine.
Right.
The whole way out there,
towing him.
Yeah. Like, his arms had to be freaking sore 9 miles out to the grass. Yeah.
That's a long toe, man.
Yeah.
That's a long toe on a pair of skis behind a snow machine.
Yeah, but then you get out to, and you're basically riding up the river over a big moraine, and then you open up and you see the whole face of that blue ice glacier, and you go down into the lake where these big chunks of ice have calved off, and you can ride right up to them, and there's windows, and it's just, man, as a photographer, it was just like,
you got some great pixels while you're out there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, you know, some Wallpaper Wednesday worthy portraiture of Christina's Otso Wojtek and 10 Beers, which is a fatback Corvus FLT, all murdered out into the blackety blackness of the Black Ribbon Society.
With the deep blue ice cubes.
Yeah, a blue sky, and the sky was actually bluer than the ice. So it's nice that they didn't choose the same matchy-matchy blue, because then it would be like, whoa, where's the ice start? Where's the sky start, man? So that was a cool ride. That was a little bit over 20 miles. We rode across the creek. I got some great pictures of Christina riding across the creek. And then we came back, and Lori had to work like 28 hours straight.
My wife works at a hospital, and things have been
crazy.
It had been crazy. But what was more disappointing was right when you got home, and I had to tell you that the city of Anchorage shut down all public places pretty much because you and I were going to the Snow Flyer exhibit.
Right.
Where they have the history of fat biking right on a wall for you.
But you know what? I was thinking about it. I've seen a lot of it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you covered mostly, a bunch of it too.
Mostly stuff from, from Speedway.
From Speedway,
And Greg's in-house museum that anybody can go see every day.
Right on. Yep. But one of the cool things is that they had that, they brought together the pioneers of fat biking and had a presentation, and you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
How Greg was it? And Andy and Roger Cowell and who else was there that I'm forgetting that I shouldn't? Talking about the old school days and smashing rims together to try to get float and all the struggle to get to the point of where we are today on our 30-something pound.
Right, where they were pushing.
Symmetrical.
They were pushing bikes a lot back in those days, unless it was ideal, like riding on river ice or whatever,
right.
Or really, really well-groomed.
Super pack snow machine trail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, all dicey snow conditions have made fat bikes a thing, I think.
Absolutely. Anywhere, anytime. Dirt, snow, shitty snow,
ice
snow.
So today's ride, my man, I lobbied hard for this, like, to go back to Camel Track, because we rode it on Monday, and it was just like, we had such a bitchin' ride on Monday. I was like, I want to go back there. It's like the snow is firm. There's single track. There's multi-use that, like, has a route that we did that ripping downhill. But and that's where the Wednesday ride that I did with Greg Mattis was as well.
Yeah, the beauty of winter fat biking, and Campbell Track's a perfect example of that, is all the bootleg trails that go in that you would never, ever dream of even touching with a bike. But when you get a couple feet of base down, suddenly it's this entirely new tapestry, and people are out there packing in, putting in all kinds of crazy, wonderful single track. We rode 8.5 miles today. And we hardly did. I mean, it was 90% single track.
Right. We were never on the multi-use trail today.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we circumnavigated that entire area that's out there, riding a trail called Paper Plate or Polar Bear, just
Speedway, Rambone.
Well,
chicka bow bow, chicka bow.
Yeah, Speedway. I saw the crater that I left on Monday. Like, there's my crater.
I was up in front of you hollering out.
You ripped that section, dude. I was like, where the hell did Travis go?
I love
the retro rockets on.
Yeah, I love coming, you know, down Speedway versus going up. It is such fun, zippy single track in there. And right now, you know, the conditions are just premium. You can roll with confidence. Keep a little more speed. And
what was the name of the trail that I was saying? Like, I was like, so much brake turning here, using your brakes to
turn. That was Rambone.
That was Rambone.
Rambone. Yeah, that was my first time through there. I think I've done some other variations, and I wonder if maybe in different winters somebody puts a different trail through those trees. But it's so tight and twisty. Yeah, you got to, brake check, slide, pedal.
Yeah.
You know, we were hitting trees, bouncing off them, hoping your handlebars fit between them.
There were a bunch of spots where I pachinkoed through there.
Yeah, there's
like you hit both bars between, like rattle through right there.
Yeah, there's like some dings.
Yeah, but just the perfect amount of, I don't know, slide. You know, it wasn't, you weren't locked up on, especially in the single track sections.
Right.
You know, there was, but you weren't moving 6 inches and washing out. You were just always continuously kind of sliding around about a 3/4 of an inch to an inch and two thirds.
Constantly keeping you on alert and edge. And the fat rut, it was ever present.
A bit of the white balance beam, but
yeah.
Much, man, just ridden in and grooved in.
Yeah, I mean, you can't smack this grin off my face for the ride we had today. It was awesome.
And we rode with your buddy Al.
Yeah, Al Heckert.
Who you've known since, what, ninth grade, you said?
Yeah, yep, right? Since ninth grade.
And Ken.
Ken Best with Fat Bikes Alaska.
On Instagram,
On the book face.
Facebook. Oh, Facebook, yeah. Too.
Yeah,
Alaska. Shout out there. You can go check out Ken. Ken's a good dude.
Super good dude.
And, you know, the four of us really had good rhythm, and we stuck together, and Al was shooting video and all kinds of, he was just pulling out the longest selfie stick in Alaska.
Chick-a-bow-bow.
Little shout out to Al out there with the, yeah, buddy.
Well, and then we had, you know, our random people that we ran into.
We said we had to write it down, but we ran into Andrew Cunningham, winner of the I Did a Sport a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And my Facebook friend, and I think we probably follow each other around the Strava, too. I know you like hearing that.
Uh-huh.
ran into Andrew out there. He was fresh off the ITI, and excuse me. God.
Corbin.
So we chatted for a long time. Ooh, I felt
we're
bad.
We're passing on a bridge, and you guys, like, spot each other.
Like,
so it's just random. You know, we're riding. We're a group of four.
Right.
This guy goes by, and then, we pull
over.
Are you
Andrew? We had stopped to take a group shot.
Yeah,
we'll
have
to put the group shot in the show notes right here.
That's right.
Where I'm like looking up and not looking at the camera. So I look weird in the picture. Sorry, my apologies for looking weird, but sorry. Anyway, so I'm like, are you Andrew? Because you got sunglasses on, you got a helmet on,
yeah.
But like, I know this guy. We interviewed him after he won the race, and we're friends on Facebook, so I see pictures of him. And he's like, are you Gomez? I'm like, yeah, dude. So,
we hung out. You guys.
We chatted a bit.
Chatted it up.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we were rolling down Paper Plate/Polar Bear.
Right. Ran into Dusty from
Revelate.
Right. Quite right.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize him exactly. I'm like, that could be. But then he was like, is it? Yeah, with Dusty.
Yeah.
And that's Dusty's married to Christina Grande as well, who I had ridden the Kinnick Glacier with the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, and on Wednesday night's ride, we rode by Will Ross. But I didn't have it like, I had like the complete all-star Alaskan, like, rock stars of of the ITI ride with. And, you know, who do I ride up on? Will Ross. Yeah. I'm like, well, you don't recognize me. It's Gomez. Right. But, you know, we were on a freight train going the other direction.
I'm sure he was probably on his 25-pound trek.
Yeah.
Has dog supermodel he's currently riding and racing and winning on.
Yeah. Just fresh back from the Fat Bike Berkey, which we should probably, at this point, dude, I got to do a shout-out to Leah Schneeberger and Corey Stelgis. Winners of the Fat Bike Berkey, Wisconsinites, both Madisonians, and both have been on the show before. And man, way to go,
Leah
actually just finished an undefeated fat bike season.
Snap!
Like every race she entered, and she was is not shy about, you know, she doesn't just like hang out in like little local races. She enters all the big races, and she undefeated this year.
Awesome.
So the Ice Queen, congratulations, co-host of the
Ice Queen
Dose of Fat podcast, and congratulations to Corey. Corey's wife took third place in the Berkey, and Chris Stevens. Also, a Wisconsinite took second place. My apologies for anyone that I've missed. And we're doing this off the cuff in Travis's garage under the influence of liquor and God knows what else. So can we say this? Can we say we you know, are partaking in the illegal substances that are here in the what am I trying to say?
We are legally well, my friend. We are legally well.
I feel quite well. Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I told you.
The
Travis
I was
garage. Like, Gomez, when you're going to be so well in Alaska.
It's like Steve Martin. I thought about this. So small. I'm so small right now. So, what? And tomorrow, we're going back to the Camel Track and just riding even more ridiculous offshoots.
I've already got our ride and my vision
and
for tomorrow.
I think we got to get a picture of us at Whiskey Island.
Yeah, for sure.
The two of us. And we'll put that in the show notes. And then, all your dreams will come true.
Right.
I don't know.
Win $1 million?
If you have the dream of seeing a picture of us at Whiskey Island.
Right.
With masks on and nitrile gloves. And I don't know. Bikes, couple of fat backs. We've been riding... it's like ebony and ivory, dude.
Yeah,
your
it
Skookum
is, very much.
And my Corvus.
Yep.
You know what else I got to do? I got to try first time on this trip is I got to ride an Expedition Pogies.
Yeah.
To the Kinnick Glacier.
Yeah.
Because Christina and Alaskan Bike Adventures
hooked you up with...
And we didn't talk about, Christina brought warm cider out to the glacier. So when we got there, and the last third of the way out there was a little bit against the wind, and that wind is coming off the glacier, so it's not a warm wind.
Man.
The other day we were riding the Bandito, and you're like, Gomez,
pretend you're in the ITI, bro. Pretend you're in the ITI. As we were crossing a swamp and the north wind was howling.
So I'm like, Travis's voice is in my head as I'm like plugging along against the wind. I'm like, oh, yeah. I could just close my eyes. Right. Imagine myself.
Right.
Yeah, no. But anyway, it's a nice warm drink. And the Expedition Pogies are super nice. There's a pocket. You can, keep stuff in there.
Oh, really? Inside?
Instead
of just chucking shit in.
On the bottom of the outside. Okay. And then there's lots of room to keep stuff inside. I kept, a hand warmer and my RX bar in there.
Yeah.
And, I'd make sure.
And it wasn't frozen when you bit into it?
No, it was actually, it was straight
room
up
room temp.
But I still started out with those stupid soft shell gloves, and my hands were cold. But as soon as I put on those, I just have ragwool gloves. That's the hot setup. We're going to do probably a gnome proof gear on those gloves.
Yeah.
Mark it here. Chico, at 21 minutes and 51 seconds, Goma said, wool gloves are the shit. Wool. Yeah. Yeah, spun by gnomes.
It's not just for your ass anymore.
It's not just for your girlfriend. It's for you, too.
Yes.
Even the scratchy stuff.
Oh, it's so nice today. Lightly layered. You know, pretty much every place we stopped and chilled, the sun was beating down upon us and just totally comfortable.
Lots of locals out. We saw a couple that had to be in their 70s.
Yeah, right. Easy. Mid-70s, I would say.
Yeah.
Yep. Still and, out getting it.
Saw just a ton of fun people. Yeah, all and skiers and
walkers, bikers, hikers,
and walkers, all no hassles. Everybody just really kind of like embracing the sun. It's like the Beatles, "Here Comes the Sun" song should be in here.
Well, well, when we pulled into the parking lot, I was like, is there a race or is there some other dog mushing thing going on here today?
True that.
Because I've never parked so far away at that trailhead. We got one of the last places we could park.
Al came. Ken rode from home?
Ken rode from home.
Right on.
Yeah.
And our ride today was 2.5 hours of total time and an hour and a half of riding time.
Right. It was a nice mix up.
Oh, my God. Super pleasure, fun riding, dude. And the thing about the four of us, like, really had a good rhythm together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. It was, you know.
Nobody was waiting for anybody.
It was like, run. It was just, we were all cruising. We're all staying tight and having cool breaks, meeting new people because...
Oh, yeah, I was running
Celebrity
for mayor.
Gomez is running for mayor of Anchorage.
We should probably shout out to Bill Fleming, who I always accused him of running for mayor. And I would vote for Bill Fleming for mayor.
Oh, I would totally vote for Bill. Yeah.
So, you know, that was me today. Oh, hey. Hi. Aren't you? And somehow out of my, like, addled brain, you know, being so well here in Alaska, I've, like, pulled people's names right out of the, hey, aren't you Andrew?
Yeah.
Like, man, which is, you know, amazing. I can be introduced to someone, and 2 seconds later, I'm
cool is that? A Facebook friend, that's an accomplished rider.
Yeah.
And randomly run into him on the neighborhood trails, and you recognize them and
on the
hang out, shoot the shit.
On the Kinnick Glacier ride, Jill Homer was one of the people that we ran into out there, just fresh off her her walk to McGrath.
Right.
Through the like most incredibly
horrible
conditions.
Shit start. Yeah.
Yeah. Just unbelievably wind and snow and
ultra sub-zero temperatures with wind chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was dangerous out there this year.
Yeah, and right after that, the day after she stopped doing that, she's out doing a 20-mile ride.
To the glacier.
To the glacier.
Yes, the glacier.
I wonder if they had hot cider. Probably not.
I imagine they had red wine, cheese, and Lanyega.
Their own stuff. But, dude, Alaskan bike adventures... Christina Grande, they just came back from doing a tour of the Whites. Yep. So if you're down there and you're out there listening, I've done some things up here that you got to come up here and do. Come and get a glacier tour with Christina. She's
super knowledgeable. She gets you safely in and out.
Yeah.
She
had us on the GPS. Yep. She knew exactly which way to go because I'm Captain Wrong Way Peach Fuzz. She kept me in front so she could keep an eye on me. And then when I got off course, she's like, Gomez, it's this way.
This way.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Right.
Again, I could just turn off my brain, have a hot drink when I got to the glacier.
Right. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a... an amazing Alaskan adventure.
Yeah, no kidding.
For sure.
Yeah, in part one, we talked about the Talkeetna Trio, where we had the real life. The Matrix made it like snow globe of winter wonderland.
Yes. Two feet of snow between Friday night and Sunday morning.
And now we've had a series of below freezing, beautiful, sunny, fun with conditions that are just like
the next
off the
couple
charge
weeks,
bad.
Depending, you know, yeah, we're getting to that point. The freeze thaw, what we had that was pretty unconsolidated base for a good while because we got so much snow that came down at cold temperatures. Now everything's, that snow is, you know, getting to the freeze thaw, air's coming out of there, the snow's packing down, and we're getting still cold at night, so trails are staying set up. It's, like I said,
mark it on your calendar.
March would last
March
forever.
Next year, you know?
Yeah.
Fly to Anchorage, stay in Travis's garage for, like, you know, $500 a night.
Yeah, yeah. It's an affordable rate.
It's nice and warm in here. So.
Yeah. Keep you toasty.
Yeah, and we'll have a... I took a picture already of Travis's garage. He's got this kick-ass, like, sticker montage to wellness and...
Bikes.
Beer.
And
Fatbike.com. The Bike Black Ribbon Society.
Hell
and
yeah.
And a series of pink and red rogue beer McThingers.
Yeah, that was a nice, crazy, wacky series of flavor thing that they put out.
So we have a beer here, Pleasure Town IPA,
and that's the show
Midnight
beer.
Sun.
Yeah,
that's the show beer today. It's got a picture of it looks like the dude from Chicago Fire with his whitey tighties in his hand. He's riding a moose
naked.
Naked.
Through Spinard.
It's an India Pale Ale. What do you know about this beer?
I know it's regularly in my fridge. tastes great. It's less filling. I think it's kind of on the lighter side of the IPAs, you know, not the
so
heavy hitting like 7.5. Yeah. I kind of think of it as more of a session, you know, more like a 6%er, just easy, smooth, swilling.
It's delicious.
Wonderful creation. Yeah. Yeah, it's got a drunk dude riding a moose with his whitey tighties, so it's my favorite.
And there was no
artwork.
Panic buy at the liquor store.
No, people, no, there wasn't.
People, like, one for, like, come on, dudes.
You're buying out toilet paper.
Travis did it right.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't have a proper beer supply. A flat of gin, a flat of King Street IPA. That's a good start.
Yeah?
Yep.
Beef jerky.
Yeah. Landjager.
Oh, yeah, those Landjagers. I flew 2,500 miles from home to find my home sausage right here. I didn't come out right, but you know what I'm talking about, sausage lovers. Oh, we're going into the full spectrum thing where they talk about meat.
Yes. Let's get meaty.
Yeah, we cooked some fillets on the grill tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And had this set for the second time, these huge scallops. Yeah, Alaska.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
We got to go out, and if Lori can come with, we got to go out for crab legs or something, dude.
Yeah.
Last time I went to Humpy's, and it was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Ideas? Yeah, I got an idea. I can go to Costco.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's like the one thing people aren't stocking up on is, you know, $30, $40 a pound king crab.
Right.
And
they have crab here as big as your arm. Screw you, Wisconsin.
Oh, it's just gluttonous debauchery at its best.
All right.
That's what we're talking about. And we can steam those up right here in the kitchen.
God damn. All right.
And eat twice as much crab than what Humpy's would charge us for.
All right. Sounds
good.
Yeah. I got no, you know, reason to go down to downtown.
And we maintain
now that the fucking
hashtag social distancing.
Oh, yeah. True that. Here we are.
Right.
In Travis's garage.
There wasn't no social distancing going on out there today. We were four guys flying through the forest on a fat bike within 6 feet of each other.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, at times.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're up here having fun on bikes.
Yeah.
You're somewhere else listening to us. Hopefully, you know, listen to us on when you ride your bike sometimes.
Can I give a shout out?
Oh, hell yeah.
Irv, I am so going to spank you, brother.
Irv Spanks.
Break up. Break out the diplomatic flags, brother.
Yeah, man. Irv, you should come up here because Christina Grande, who shares your last name, could take you out to the Glacia, and maybe she'll bring you some hot coffee or something, or maybe maybe one of these fancy Midnight Sun Pleasure Town IPAs.
And then when you're done, you can come back to Travis's garage and make sure your wellness factors are all in place.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, kids. Till next time, this is Uncle Gomez and Travis, the fat bastard to the entire state of Alaska and the Yukon Territories, bidding you farewell and buena suerte.
Good evening, my friends.
I'm requesting the fat, but not me, you scan names.